I'd like to start by showing the video for this morning. Our theme is mission, and this is a man who's on the General Assembly's employ, lives in Louisville. His name is Ray Jones, and he is going to speak to us about what breaks God's heart.
For many years now, we've been using a word in our churches, and the word is missional. And missional means is that we are a sent people. So we gather in the faith community to be filled up and fed by God so that we can go into the world and feed people around us. When we're thinking and praying about moving into the community to serve people in our community, Jesus is the best example we can follow. And the scripture says that Jesus was traveling through all the towns and villages of a region. And as he did this, he would teach in their synagogues. He would proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. And he would heal every disease and sickness. And scripture records that he was drawing crowds. He had compassion on the people. In other words, his heart broke for these people because they were harassed and helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. We too are called to have compassion. Where is your heart breaking over the harassed and helpless? Where is God's heart breaking? And where are we being called to serve people, to enter into our communities? One of the things I learned in the church that I served right before this call to serve the denomination through the General Assembly Mission Council, we'd kind of lost focus on our community. And so we started reaching the community again. And one of the things that we invited people to do in their small groups was to take on a mission. A couple was on the town square, and they ended up talking with some homeless people, and they realized that they were very hungry. And so they went home and got some food, and they shared a meal together, and they found out that in suburban Atlanta, there were like 70 to 80 people living in the woods. And they decided that they would feed them a breakfast every Sunday. And then what happened was they started inviting these people to church, and they started coming into church, and there was this one guy, Al, who was so captivated by our life together. He asked so many questions, and we started helping him get veterans benefits. He'd been homeless for 10 years, and he committed his life to Jesus and then committed his life to serving the homeless. And we saw people's lives change as a result of Al's life changing. And so that's what it means to be a sent people, to be in our community. When our hearts break over the needs of our community, we get the power of the Holy Spirit to enter into the lives of people. And it was just an awesome thing to be in that community by the power of the Holy Spirit, watching healing happen through the life of a church.
Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week in our worship and in our groups, we spoke about the body of Christ and how each part is important. Well, group one, who meets over here, they wear their blue name tags. They drew a picture of a body and labeled each part of the body with who in the group fit where. I noticed four of them were mouths. I didn't know if they were hungry or if they had been teachers or if they wanted to be preachers. Maybe they were preachers or singers, or they just talked a lot. All of the above. Also in your groups, last week you looked at the passions we have at Hope and Highland for mission. What is this church's passion for mission? And what resources has God given to this church in order to be about doing that mission? Those were our questions. What is our passion? How do we live out that passion in our life together as a church? Last week's questions. Well, today we move another step and we look at our ministry to the community. Today's new worshiping community depicted that well, I think. Northland Village Church tells us they have dedicated themselves to meeting the needs of their neighborhood. They are present in the elementary school. They sponsor art walks. They have something called a simplicity sale. And as a result, they are breaking down the alienation, the estrangement that their community feels with the church and with God. In the connections that church is making in that community, in their friendships, in their work together, they are inviting the people in their very own neighborhood to reconnect with God and with each other. And so, as a result, their mission is to dedicate themselves in meeting the needs of their neighborhood and in that way to connect with people who have become disconnected from God and the church. That would not be the mission of every church, of course, but that was the mission of Northland Village as it worked to become a church. I found it amazing in this next video to hear Ray Jones talk of the Church of Jesus Christ being missional, as being sent people. Are we at Hope Highland? Are we sent people? Where has God sent us? What has God sent us to do? Who has God sent us to talk to interact with, to carry the message? How do we understand the concept missional, the concept sent people? Ray Jones said that our task in the church is to come together, to worship, to be fed by the word and the fellowship so that we can then go out and feed others. Now, I've noticed that here at Hope Highland, we do like to be fed. We like to feed others. We've had lots of fun with our lunches after our groups and also on Wednesday nights. But let's be reminded that we are fed not to be healthy or chunky or satisfied people of faith, but to be people who are sent forth to serve, to feed others spiritually, to bring the good news to them, to make a difference in the world for the sake of Jesus Christ. That's why Ray Jones talks about finding the places where God's heart might be breaking and where therefore our hearts might break as well. That's part of what we would be talking about today in our conversation groups. Where on South Belcher Road, where in this part of Largo, Clearwater, where might God's heart be breaking? And where would our hearts break because we are God's people? But I wanted to say, thinking about that, that I know that there are some of us here in this room who have broken hearts, broken by grief, broken by uncertainty, broken by failure or fear. We can so easily be broken. So I want to say today, with love and with certainty, that you and I are held in God's heart. We are held there, and we are loved and forgiven, and we are called. That's who we are as the people of God. We belong to God, whose heart breaks for us and who comes to heal us and to save us. With that in mind, I invite you, breathe deep, my brothers and sisters. Breathe in the Spirit of God who loves and heals and calls you and me, who loves and heals and calls us. For you, we are beloved. We are chosen, we are redeemed, and that's why we are the church. The people called here to be fed and then sent forth to meet the needs of the church. So maybe we will be the voices, those mouth people, those voices, and the hands and the feet, the ones who listen and the ones who serve, the ones that go out to bring that news to the world. The scripture says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." Let us pray.